Relationship Part 2 podcast. So here is the games we're gonna play. It's 40 date games, so you get to choose which one you want to do for your significant other. In this game, the reason why I didn't put it in the last episode is because everybody in any relationship can play this game. You know, I didn't do it because I know I was speaking to men and women in that episode, but everybody that's in a relationship can play the game. So you have to choose the categories, which would be romantic dates idea, food and beverage dates idea, at home dates idea, and outdoors and adventurous dates ideas, and rainy day dates ideas. So that's your category. So I'm going to give you, in each category there is 8 things you can choose from each category. So let's start with the romantic ideas. You can stay in bed all day, watch a classic romantic movie, play truth or dare, have breakfast in bed, try out body paint, plan a romantic getaway, go stargazing, recreate your own first date. And food and beverage date ideas, you can go on a local food or drink tour, blindfold taste testing, Mexican food night, pizza and movie night, go to a farmer's market, go to a cooking class, indoor picnic, pack a gourmet picnic. On at-home date ideas, you can build a blanket fort, have a do-it-yourself spa day, write down your bucket list, karaoke night, start a scrapbook, play video games together, paint together, board games night. On outdoor and adventurous date night, you could take a spontaneous road trip, tackle one another, go on a theme park, go to a theme park, visit the botanical gardens, rent a bike, meaning you can rent bikes and go bike riding, go camping for people that like camping, play a sport together, attend a music festival. For rainy date night, you can tell ghost stories, bake homemade cookies, go to a live comedy show, movie marathon, visit a museum or gallery, play at an arcade, go to a bar hosting trivia, and you know we all still love karaoke. So here's the key to this one. Those are things you can do to actually get your relationship going back in the direction you feel it should be in. Because like I said, stemming all this hate towards men and women, we need to stop that. Find things that we love about each other. Find things we dislike about each other. Work on the things that we love about each other. Work on the things that we dislike about each other. For the people that's in a relationship. At the end of this podcast, right? I'm gonna put a poll, and the poll is gonna be one question, but there's gonna be 2 answers. So this is what I want y'all to do. For the men that I know listen to my podcast, y'all is to answer one question, right? And women, we are to answer one question. So, but it's one question, 2 answers. But it's tricky because men and women might pick the same answer. So this is what I'm going to do to find out if the men and women actually pick the same answer. It's going to actually tell me like if the men answer this and the women actually, or if they both answer the same question. And like I said, for the people that, like I said, this one is for everybody, you know, everybody, because they give me, like I told y'all before, they give me so much relationships, like it's so many things in relationships. Some of them I agree with, some of them I disagree with, most of them I share with y'all because I feel like everybody needs some type of relationship. I don't care. Everybody needs some type of relationship. You know, and all this bitterness and hatefulness needs to go. It really needs to go. Like, I don't understand why we have so much hate for each other as men and women. Like, I don't even know. I don't even know where that come from. I'm gonna be honest. I don't know where that come from. I just never seen it to this extreme. Like, I never even seen like my parents hating each other. I never seen my aunts and uncles hating each other. Like, I just never seen so much hate toward me. You know, I guess because I'm from a different generation, to where it's like, if we have any hate at that moment, we keep it to ourselves. We don't go and spread it all over social media how much we hate each other. But nowadays, it's so, oh my God, it's like the internet is everybody's best friend to vent. If they hate you, they going on there and tell you, I hate you. And you be like, wait, hold up. And for me, coming from where I come from, I be saying, y'all couldn't send somebody a phone call or a message and tell them you hate them. You had to tell the whole world you hate them. But that's just me. Like, that's the generation I come from. That we don't just go on social media and just tell somebody we hate them and say all these negative things about them. However I feel about you, you're going to be the only one know how I feel about you. No one else going to really know how I feel about you. So, but everybody's not like that. I see, like, everybody just go on there. Like I said, they go on there and just tell all their business. And I be saying, wait, why? You know, and I guess it's for entertainment. But when it gets to a point where everybody is mad and everybody's going viral for being mad, that should tell us. You know, I'm laughing because it's funny, but it's not funny. That should tell us that there's a real problem in this world. If we're going viral for being angry, and the people that's spreading goodness and positivity, they're not even going viral. We're going viral for being angry. You know, I can't get it. I won't get it. But like I said, that's just me. And yeah. Y'all, just let me know how it goes. Like I said, I'm doing, because like I said, they gave me so, and I keep saying, like I said, I gotta stop saying it. They gave me so many relationship things to talk about. So we still gonna be talking about other stuff, because I don't know if I can stick talking about relationships for so long, you know. Advice is advice. What people do with the advice is totally up to them. Like, I can give you advice all day, but what you do with that advice or how you interact with your partner is really totally up to you. And I like to thank y'all for listening to Sunny Podcast. Please give it a 5-star review on Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon Music, wherever you listen to podcasts. Please share. You can comment here at sv766752@gmail.com. You can follow me at son.ia9795 Instagram, SonySantana, I'll go Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Pinterest. Follow my son Sounds on Instagram. Got an app on Apple, Spotify. Follow TJVUCLAIN. She have a book called Black Girl in Orange. King Flex, he's on SoundCloud and Female Reform. They have a venture store in New York. And y'all have a wonderful, blessed night.